أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of Ismail and Idris alayhi salam and a very righteous servant of Allah by the name of Dhulqifl. And we spoke of Dhulqifl and how he was appointed as the deputy of another Nabi of Allah by the name of Al-Yasa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us of an incident in the life of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. We find that here Allah has described him as Dhannun, not by his name, but by his title. Dhannun. Dhannun means the man of the fish. An-Nun. An-Nun is a fish. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere has called him Sahib al-Hut. Sahib also means a man, a person of al-Hut. Al-Hut also means a fish, a very large fish, a whale. So we know why he was given the title man of the fish, or the person of the fish. He was said to the people of Nineveh in Al-Iraq, also the land of Al-Iraq. He was sent to a community over there. He preached to them and he tried to persuade them and influence them, but they responded with arrogance and they refused to heed the call of Yunus alayhi salam. Eventually Yunus alayhi salam warned them that the punishment of Allah will strike them within 3 days. And obviously he was acting on divine revelation, and that is why he told them, he was informed by Allah that this is what will happen. And you find with the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as well, they had warned the people that within 3 days the punishment will strike, after they exhausted all their efforts in trying to persuade them and influence them. However, Yunus alayhi salam, he left Nineveh, that city, that town, before Allah had instructed him and commanded him to leave. So there he did not act on divine instruction. Out of anger, he was angry at his people. Because even after warning them of the imminent punishment, they still acted as if they were in no way affected by the call and the warning of Yunus alayhi salam. So he became angry at them and he left. He was not asked to leave the city by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he left, he was in a state of anger. He said he does not want to remain with them and he will rather be away from them and allow the punishment of Allah to strike them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa dhannun," and mentioned to them Dhannun, the person of the fish, the man of the fish, Yunus alayhi salam. "Idh dhahaba mughadiban," when he walked away from his people, mughadiban, Allah says mughadiban, in a state of anger. "Fadhanna an lan naqdir alayh," and he thought, Yunus alayhi salam thought, that we will not put him in any trouble. He thought because he was a Nabi of Allah, and perhaps because of the station and position he enjoyed in the sight of Allah, that he will not suffer any unfavorable circumstance. What happened in the meantime is the people and the community, as the third day had arrived, and from a distance they saw clouds gathering and coming in their direction, they realized that this is indeed the outcome of the warning of Yunus alayhi salam. That it seems as if the punishment of Allah had arrived. How did they react? How did they respond? Unlike other communities who still remained in a state of arrogance and in a state of denial, what they did is they abandoned the city and they all went into the forest and they began making tawbah. They began crying, collective tawbah. They took the animals with them and in a very humble state, they went before Allah and they cried and they wailed out and they begged for Allah's mercy and they promised to give up the evil way. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the punishment to strike them. this cloud disappeared, and the weather cleared up, and they all became believers. Now this was unique to the people of Yunus alayhi salam. So Yunus alayhi salam realized wherever he was that the punishment did not strike them after 3 days. Now he was afraid to return to the city. He was not aware that they had made tawbah and that they had embraced Islam and they had decided to turn to Allah. So he thought that if I go back to my people, they will declare me a liar and they will have me murdered. That was the penalty and that was the punishment of a liar in the time of Yunus alayhi salam. So out of fear that he might be killed by his community for lying to them, he decided to flee the city and to board a ship and move to some other part of the world. So he boarded the ship. Now, he was not acting on divine instruction again. These were decisions that he had taken himself. He left the city and now the boarding of the ship as well. Once he boarded the ship, after some time, it was caught up in a storm, it was caught up in a whirlpool, and the boatmen or the shipmen, they realized that if one of them had to disembark and be thrown into the ocean, then there was a chance and a possibility of them being rescued. So they decided to draw lots. Allah speaks of this, فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ, elsewhere in the Quran, that they drew lots. They put all their names together, and they drew the lot for the first time, and it was the name of Yunus alayhi salam that emerged. They realized the exalted position. Some of them knew Yunus alayhi salam, and they said, well, let's draw lots for a second time. It does not behove us to throw a pious man, a righteous man of this nature into the ocean. For a second time, it was the name of Yunus. They tried for the third time, again for the third time, the name of Yunus came out. Yunus alayhi salam realized that this is a sign from Allah, that he should disembark the boat, he should disembark the ship. So whatever extra clothes he had, he removed it and he plunged and he dived into the ocean. As he dived into the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean, there was the huge, large creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a whale that was waiting for him at that specific point. Allah sent that whale. As he plunged into the ocean, the whale swallowed him up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to the whale and instructed the whale not to treat Yunus alayhi salam as food, and he was swallowed up and he remained in the belly of the fish for a number of days. Can you imagine what he must have experienced? The distress, the anxiety, the pain is in the belly of the fish. And it's not the best place to be. We cannot even imagine what he had experienced, because there is no one who can describe that for us, because no one has ever experienced it. So here he is in the depth of the ocean, in the belly of a fish, darkness. He perhaps could not even see his own hand and his own body. And he remained there not for a few moments, but for a number of days. According to some, for up to 40 days, he remained in the belly of the fish. Just think of the distress and anxiety. And that's what we learn from the story of Yunus alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam, what did we learn from his dua? The dua that he made in the time of illness. He contracted the virus, contracted the disease, and he called out to Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahim. We come to the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. He is making a dua in what state? State of distress and anxiety. Many people are experiencing that during these days as well, because of the setbacks they had suffered, because of the uncertainties that we face. So there is a high level of anxiety, a high level of stress, a high level of pressure that many are experiencing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He made dua to Allah. He called out. He called out to Allah. Nada is to call out in a state of desperation. That's nida. When you call out in a state of desperation, and your verbal utterance, your dua must be steered by an inner feeling of desperation. It must be real desperation when you are making the dua from inside. For nada, and that's what nada means. To call out in desperation. It's like you're shouting out. He called out to Dhulumat, Allah said, in layers of darkness. There was the darkness of the ocean, then the darkness of the belly of the fish. In those layers of darkness, he called out. What the dua? Allah ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, there is no ilah. There's no one to turn to. La ilah. Ilah is the direction you turn to whenever you are in a state of distress and whenever you are in a state of trouble. Whichever direction you turn to, that is your ilah. So la ilah. There is absolutely no one to turn to. Illa anta. But you. Only you. Subhanak. Pure are you. What a beautiful dua. Subhanak. He's not putting the blame on Allah. Because of his distress. Because of his anxiety. Because of the setback that he is suffering. He is never attributing that to Allah. Subhanak. You are pure. You cannot be blamed. You are not at fault. You have nothing to do, O Allah, with this unfortunate state of mind. Subhanak, you are pure, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm the one who is at fault. Indeed, I am from amongst the wrongdoers. Look at this dua. This is something we learn very often when we suffer, when we have a difficulty, then we are quick to question the decree of Allah. This is Yunus alayhi salam, such a righteous man. Sometimes we feel that because I'm observing all the dictates of Sharia, why is it that I'm still suffering from distress and anxiety? But the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they too went through moments of difficulty in their life. Never, never at any point did they question the decree of Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to why they have been placed in that difficult situation. So he says, Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, always, attribute the difficulty you are going through to your own self. Look at your own deeds. Look at where you are faltering, where you are have gone wrong. And never ever should we attribute it to Allah. So this is a very powerful dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that when you are in distress, when you are in anxiety, when you are going through any difficult moment, repeatedly and sincerely recite this dua of Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah says, fastajabna lah. We responded to him. He used the right approach. And he uttered the right word. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. Allah says, we rescued him from the gham. What's a gham? Distress, anxiety, pressure, stress, all of that, depression. Allah says, we rescued him from that state of distress and anxiety. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah says, this is not only reserved for Yunus alayhi salam. Allah says, and similarly, like this, we will rescue all the believers. All the believers, kadhalika, the way we had rescued Yunus alayhi salam from his depression, distress and anxiety, like that we will rescue and we will save and remove the anxiety from all the other believers as well. May Allah grant us the understanding.